Hi everyone, it's Thursday night, 9 o'clock. It's time for the Handicap Rugby Chat That Matters. We're going to be talking about the four rugby games taking place this weekend. Let's hope we can make some money off those bookmakers, and I might even try and make a bit of money off one or two of the guests as well, because I haven't had a very good run of things of late. But without further ado, let's get into introducing them, and I'll start off at the top of my screen there, having a good chuckle. It's Oracle Rugby, Gavin Cohen. Good to have you back on the show, Gav. You're looking good.
Yeah, Brent, I'm just wondering what you mean by one or two. There are only two of us here.
True, yeah, thanks very much, Brent. Both of you.
Yeah, I enjoyed that golf show last night. So for those who haven't watched it, go and hit the Good for the Game YouTube channel. Go to my Oraclepedia and go and watch the golf quiz. I know the golf's already started, but some good cracking questions, and we had a bit of fun. So, yeah, it's well worth a watch.
Yes, and certainly we're going to do a lot more trivia type things. I mean, that was a bit of a short notice. We didn't have much of a live audience, but we've had some really good feedback subsequently. And it's certainly something we'll do. We'll have some trivia competitions where guys will come in teams and take each other on. We've got quite a few ideas, and Oracle and myself will be working together on that. But, Gab, we'll get back to you now. I want to pop down to below there. It's the conductor. Let's hope he's got a train or a bus for us to get on and ride to glory. Good to have you back on the show. And last I heard, you were drinking some Belgium beer, I think.
Yeah, Brent. Always great to be back on the show and join you guys. Yeah, I have a supplier who managed to smuggle some Belgium beer north of the Yukske. So it's been an enjoyable night, and it's going to be an enjoyable weekend. I've got a couple of Belgium beers stacked in the fridge. So yeah, it's prohibition what? So it's nice to join you boys, and yeah, hopefully pick some winners this weekend.
It sounds like it's going to be quite an interesting weekend for you. Well, we've got the four games to get through. Just to mention, if you do want to see a review of last week's games and some kind of non-betting related chat, we had Use It or Lose It as well on the Good for the Game channel. You can go and get that. I filled in for Couch Critic, who's evidently working hard this weekend. I know, as hard as that seems to believe. But the laugh is, and I must bring you in here, conductor, you know, Couch, he got me to host the show for him this morning. He was so busy. He's really been battling at work. But I think he laid off something like 23 tweets in about an hour. I mean, how busy can a man be?
He multitasks, Brent. So, look, he roped you in and he sold you down the river on that show there, I guess.
Yeah, no, he certainly did. But let's get straight into the action then, conductor. I'll start with you here. We've got the Rebels up against the Brumbies. That's tomorrow morning at the Leichhardt Oval, kickoff 11:05 South African time. I've had a look at the handicap here. We can talk about all the bookies, but I just glanced at player bets as I was setting the show up. Sure. 6.5 points. Now, that handicap has gone out, Brendan. I think there was -4.5 Brumbies. I know most of the boys on the Good for the Game forum got on that. We're now sitting at 6.5 points. What are your thoughts?
Brent, I see there you've got a 40.5 at player bets. Sure, that's dropped quite a bit. It was at 45.5.
Yes, the points came down.
Yeah, it's obviously guys have now have loaded into that bet because of they're expecting rain tomorrow and not only rain but heavy rain in Sydney. So apparently it's going to be pretty much torrential during the day. So I can see why guys have bombed that 40.5 during the week. That was my initial focus. I wasn't lucky enough to get on that bet. So my strike this morning was -4.5 to the Brumbies. I think you can still get -2.5 first half bets at Sunbet on the Brumbies, which I quite like. Brumbies is very much a first half team. If you look at their stats, they would have made that -2.5 at 4.5. Sorry, 4 out of their last 5 bets, their game. Sorry, 4 out of their last 5 games. So I think that's -2.5 in the first half is not a bad bet. I like the Brumbies, you know, in that wet weather, once you start getting to 7 points, it becomes maybe a bit high because guys start trading threes. I'm not sure that's maybe a bit high. Frank Lamani, a scrum off for me at the Rebels, I don't like him. He's like a slick tires in wet weather. He doesn't match. He's a very much a running scrum off. I remember he started against the Sunwolves for the Rebels, and he just ever since then, I don't think Dave Vessels has actually wanted to pick him. But Ryan Lawrence has been injured, so I don't think he's had any other choice. So I took Brumbies -4.5 this morning. I think you can get better than 6.5. I think Sunbet still is 5.5. That's probably where I'd hit my money off to. The points maybe is getting a little bit low now. So if the guys are keen, maybe wait for, hopefully, maybe just wait for like an early try on the game and maybe try and get to a 45 or 47, maybe go unders on that. Because I think it's definitely unders game, but at the 40 region, it becomes a bit low.
Excellent. Well, just a quick welcome to all the guys watching live. We've got out on YouTube, we're on Facebook, and of course we're on Twitter. And I see that's where the boys from Barcelona have just posted their Operation Rolling Thunder cannot be stopped. Come on, you horsies. I can tell you what, the horsies cost me last week. It wasn't too good. And it wasn't the horsies that I normally bet on, Gav. It was the good old Brumbies that cost me there. But what do you make of this game, Gavin?
Well, I just, in those dying minutes of last week's game, I actually didn't have a bet last week. I did tell people what I thought, what I would have gone had I had a bet, and I'd got 3 out of 4 out of the back of naught out of 4 the week before, so it did inspire me a little bit. But I did watch that Brumbies game. I watched the whole game, and I tell you what, had they not got that try, or that the try to get to 17. So they were still losing by 3. They were so excited when they got that try. It was, I would have thought that the season was over, and you guys were bantering around as to whether 6-10 was a good price to win the tournament. I think anyone who took 6-10 about the Brumbies is probably sweating a little bit right now. I can't see them winning this game, mate. This handicap can carry on going up. I would have been happy at 4.5. I see that there is 6.5 now. I haven't had a bet yet. Probably going to have a bet tomorrow morning. I haven't had a bet yet, should I say, and I'm not going to have one if it's under 6.5. So if it's 6.5 or bigger, I'm on the Rebels. Sorry, I'm not worried about the weather. I think the weather, if anything, plays into the hands of a plus punter. I hear your views on the points, but at 40, again, I'm not a big points punter. I've said that many times. I know that sometimes these get into the 30s, and the only way to go is up. So once it does get very low, then I am interested. I'm definitely a minus points, well, an overs points punter when I see a 3 starting the quote. I honestly have nothing for the Brumbies here. I didn't watch too much of that 24-0 game against the Force. I watched a little bit of it. I don't think you can read anything into that. I think last week was the game that you needed to watch, and they're not as flash as everyone thinks they are.
Next one, I see Henrik Swart, who's obviously one of our regular guests. We've given him the night off there, but he's in the live chat. He says Superbet says -4.5. And I guess just making the point there that, you know, if you want to bet, and when I say seriously, I'm not talking professional punting, but if you want to give yourself the best chance of making money in the long run, it's very important to have a wide range of accounts, because you can get 4.5 at Superbet, 6.5 at Playbets. If you, for example, Gavin, if you like the Rebels, then take the +6.5 at Playbets. If you like the Brumbies, you take the -4.5. Some days it makes no difference, but I can tell you in the long run, that extra point or two that you get makes a lot of difference. There's many a time when you just, you scrape home or you land virtually on the mark. So interesting to see what Henrik likes later on as well. Yes, Gav?
I did stats on these Super Rugby the earlier seasons, so around the sort of early 2000s, going around 2010, that sort of time. And what I was actually looking for at the time was how many handicaps finished within 3 points of the line or within, excuse me, so that's the number. So if in this case, the number 6, I took it as 6 and I went 5, 4, and 3 down and I went 7, 8, 9 up. So we found that it was only around about 8 or 9% of the games that finished in that 7-point margin. And it was about 12 or 13%. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's right. About 12% of the games finished in that 7-point margin. So to get those extra 2 points, you're 100% right. If you're a minus punter here, you go take the lowest one. If you're a plus punter, you go take the highest one. You're effectively giving yourself 2 points every week and effectively giving yourself a 3 to 4% margin. Getting 3 or 4% more right than you would have got if you'd taken the worst price every week.
Well, I could see Brendan there wishing he hadn't drunk all that Belgian beer, trying to figure out what Gavin was saying from a statistical point there. But 100%, I mean, Gavin, you said that's it. If you're in this game in the long run, you're playing the percentages. And Brendan, I know you've got a wide range of accounts, eh?
Yeah, I mean, Brent, as you say, you need to be able to select, you know, because each bookie offers their different sort of things. And it's, as you say, you know, you need to be able to select the best bets at each bookie. That 1,000 rand, you know, what I've learned in betting throughout the years, let's say you're taking a 9 to 10. Let's say, for instance, you're taking 10 grand on a – 9 grand on a 10 grand bet. You know, that 1 grand makes a hell of a difference at the end of the road, because it actually represents a lot of risk that you're avoiding. Because if you win that bet, it means a lot more money in your pockets to basically bet on another bet. If I don't know if that makes sense. But, you know, to take an 8 to 10 versus a 9 to 10, it actually makes a hell of a difference at the end of the day. Going forward, because the amount of money that you win on those 9 to 10s versus 8 to 10s, it basically represents another bet down the line. So, as I say, it makes sense to shop around. But, one thing I didn't mention on the Rebels bets, they've made a lot of changes in their size. A couple of guys have come in that, Davis has chopped and changed there a lot. So, I don't know how much sort of synchronicity is going to be in that side in terms of playing against the Brumbies. They're very settled. They've had their break 3 weeks ago. So I hear what Oracle is saying, what Gabe is saying, but I just feel that the big boppers for the Brumbies will get the job done in the muck there in the wet. So it is, plus it's always very tempting when it's messy and rainy. But I just feel that the Brumbies haven't actually played their best rugby, and their best is actually going to kind of come yes.
And I see Henrik Swart saying the Brumbies should be suited by the wet. I'm just impressed you got the word synchronicity out there after a few beers. Very, very impressive there. Let me tell you. Then on Saturday morning, we've got the Hurricanes against the Chiefs. That's a kickoff at 9:05 South African time. I should have trotted up from my 5 or 6K jog by about 8:30, had a nice shower, and be ready to watch this one. And Gavin, I'll start with you. Yeah, if I look at the handicap at player bets here, it's 5.5 points and total points 49.5. I know you want to focus on the handicap here. Just as we talk, even having a look at Sunbet is also 5.5. I've got GG Gaming open here as well. Let me quickly tell you what their cap is, and we'll see if there's much variety. They 6.5, but they're plus 6.5. The 8 to 10, and then World Sports Betting. You go for it, so long, Gav. I'll give you their handicap date as well. But it looks as though the bookies are in the 5.5, 6.5 region here.
Yeah, so I just wanted to mention something from what the conductor said a minute ago. The difference between 8 to 10 and 9 to 10 from a rand value for me is not a big factor. I'm more interested in the number. So if I can't find if I can get 9 to 10 at a number, so plus 6.5, and I can get 9 to 10, but I've got the opportunity of taking plus 7.5 for an extra number for 8 to 10. I sometimes take that. I've got a personal limit of 7 to 10. I never go lower than 7 to 10 on anything. But it does depend on the number, and why I'm using the 6 and the 7 as an example. 7 is a lot better than 6 in rugby, as is 1 plus 1.5. I often make the mistake and I go for the board instead of taking the +1.5. I take the even money, the team to win the game, when I should actually be taking the 9 to 10 +1.5. You're effectively getting 2 points, not just the one. And this game, I like this Chiefs team. I don't really like them, but I think it's the better of two evils. This is probably my least confident bet of the weekend, but I'm going to go Chiefs here. I just, they've done okay in their last few games, and I really wrote them off at the start of the season. I thought they were absolute rubbish. That game against the Blues, they weren't great. And I like them here. The Hurricanes were not as flash as I expected last week. I did call the minus. I didn't have a bet. I was very impressed with the Crusaders right at the end. They absolutely smashed them. I'm surprised they were stayed in the game as long as they did. Yeah, I'm a Chiefs punter this weekend. I might even take them to win the game.
Chiefs on the handicap for Gavin. If I look at them, they're 2-1 at World Sports Betting to win the match. But Conduct, I'm going to come to you, and I know you're going to want to start with the total points line here. This is also moved in. I think Thoughts on Sports was the first to spot this on Twitter and, of course, on the Good for the Game forum. It came out at 52.5, and evidently hectic winds. The New Zealand boys I was talking to on the show today were saying 40-kilometer-an-hour winds and that. The line has come into 49.5. Did you get on the 52.5, first of all, and what do you think of the current line?
Brent, I got some on the 51.5 just before it dropped, but I think Thoughts on Sports, Neil, was correct there. And I think the top, some of the punt boys also got on the correct bets there. And I think Henrik did as well. He got in the 52. That was probably the best bet of this game in terms of going under. Apparently a bit of rain and some very, very heavy winds, which will make rugby very, very difficult. And I think, you know, to put that aside, I don't think I'd want to focus on the game itself. I think that's a bet I'll be looking at. If I can maybe get, I've taken some of that, and if I can maybe get some in early play, if there's maybe an early try, just sort of a 7-pointer or a 10-pointer, maybe take some more unders after that. The Chiefs team doesn't impress me at all. They've lost their best player, Lachlan Boshier. He's gone. I think he picked up a niggle. Aaron Cruden's now you've seen off this 100th. So they've put in Caleb Trask. They've got a couple of newbies on the bench. One guy who's got the best name I've ever seen in Super Rugby. His surname is Cobb. C-O-B-B. Okay. His parents were like, no, Andrew, no, Richard, no. You know, Gavin, no. We name him Rob Cobb. What a great name. What a beauty. I like
him. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
How did my name get into that list?
I mean, what a beauty. Like, listen, let's name him Rob Cobb. So Rob Cobb, I think, is a prop beauty, you know, a great name. And I think they've got another debutant at winger as well. So, Kini Noholo, Wasaka Noholo's brother, is sort of going to make his debut there. So I won't be looking at the handicap at all. I think points is the way to go. Yeah, unders. I think the Chiefs will try and defend. I think the Chiefs will actually defend with their lives because they want to win this game. They don't want to go, you know, what they're calling. They're calling Warren Gatland James Bond now, 007. Zero wins.
I want to go 008.
Seven losses. Yeah. So I don't think he wants to go 008. So I think the Chiefs will try and rake some pride back here. But I think in those conditions, unders is the way to go.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. Even at 49.5, I'm sorry I missed the 52.5, but I'll be taking unders there at 49.5. Let's move on then to the late Saturday morning game, South Africa time, with the Waratahs against the Reds. That's taking place in Sydney. And here, if we have a look at the betting, we've got 4.5 points, and this is at player bets. We'll have a quick squiz around the other bookmakers as well. But Conductor, I'll stay with you there. I haven't seen any points lines on this one yet, but Waratahs are the underdogs. And I know the general sentiment this week appears to be the
Has he frozen?
Yeah, I think so. Brent, I'll finish your sentence there. The general sentiment is the Reds at -4.5. But I think I know a lot of guys are very keen on the Reds. Look, I know particularly from this game, it's actually quite a grudge match. It's basically Man City versus Man United. So New South Wales and Queensland hate each other, like, with a passion. So I don't think it's going to be as... The Reds really came close against the Brumbies last week, and geez, they were unlucky to win. I had the Reds at 15 to 10 to win it in the death there. So man alive, that Mac Hansen penalty, Jesus, sunk my heart. It was from 50 meters out, and man alive, I thought I was in the money there. But I know how much these two teams hate each other. It's not going to be a sort of the Waratahs. I'm going to roll over here, and if I look at their pack, it's not a rubbish pack at all. So my bet to stay away from the initial outrights, I'm going to wait for in play to try and get a better Reds price. I think the Reds will come out here. I think Jordan Pitai going to left wing is a great move for them. He came on and made such a difference last week. A couple of great offloads, etc. It's a bit of a pity Chris Fayway Sotia is not there because he's also a big bopper. But I think the Reds are far more settled to me. The scrum is going to be very tough tomorrow. I see the Tongan Thor. He got pinged a couple of times for boring in. And I just wonder if the refs are not going to be looking at that tomorrow. The Waratahs had a very, very good scrum against the Brumbies, who are probably the best pack in the AU conference. So I won't be rushing to the bookies to load this. The ref, I think, is Dolman, James Dolman, I think, who's under his ref. So if you can maybe get a bit of action up, you know, it's like Henrik's pointed out numerous times, that first half can sometimes be so action-packed where you get sort of 20, 28, 30 points in Aussie game, which is almost unheard of. It's to almost look for the unders. But in this game, I won't be taking in initial bets. I'll be looking for the best Reds bets in play. I'm hoping for a couple of Waratahs points. Because they've started well. They started well against the Brumbies. I think they were 25 up against the Brumbies. So I'm not going to put anything up front against the Reds here.
Right, Mr. Oracle Rugby, what are you going to do on this one?
This is straightforward and easy. There was no decision here. I had to double-click or double-check, should I say. I was blown away that I saw that the Waratahs had the plus next to them. I think I got the wrong favourite here, and I'm not even joking. I think this is crazy. The Reds suffered four mental letdowns last week. They had the Brumbies score the try. Then that was number one. Then they had the Brumbies get the conversion. Then they had a penalty, which they should have got. And then they had that monster kick that Brendan was talking about. There were four opportunities there that that they hit mental letdown. I think they finished. I think the Waratahs are going to run away with this. I think the Waratahs will win this game by 10 plus. I think they've got the wrong favorite. Simple as that.
Interesting. I'm just looking at
it is Australia against Australia, so it's not a big bet, but it's definitely the best one of the weekend.
Yeah, just having a look at the outright price of the Waratahs. You've got 18 to 10 at WSB.
And I can tell you, Brendan's 100% right. That scrum is unbelievable. I think it really is. They're going to need 17 men to win that game.
I hear you, Gav. It's just, yes, this Waratah side has let me down a bit this season. You know, they really did play well against the Brumbies. But aside from that, to me, I mean, that when they lost 29-10 to the Rebels, I thought that was an absolutely disgraceful performance. And I just don't know. Yeah, for me, what I saw of the Reds last week, I've got to admit, I'm on the minus here. Now,
sorry, is that the same Rebels that the Brumbies are playing this weekend?
That's the same ones. But I guess the million-dollar question, Gav, is we've got a handicap here of 4.5 points here at player bets, right? I like the Reds minus. You like the Waratahs plus. Do we have an even 500 on this game? I've got to start making some money back off you.
We can do a tie 4-0 bet as well.
I'm more than happy with that. Very fair there from Oracle Rugby. So Oracle and I have got some money on that one. But, I do think that I wouldn't say I'm overconfident because Australian rugby, you could never be too confident. But I do fancy the Reds there a little bit. Henrik coming in and saying the Waratahs are very poorly coached. And I do think that this Reds side are starting to gel. Gents,
I don't know the coach's name.
Oh, sorry, Gav.
So I don't know the coach's name.
Rob Penny. Rob Penny has had to undo all the damage that Gibson had to do. I don't think he's done a bad job. When the Waratahs were leading against the Reds in that first game, I really thought they had a good couple of plays. I don't think it's tough. I mean, you know, basically, if you look at the average age of the Waratahs side, it's about 12. So, you know, it's not easy for these guys to sort of come and play. So
are the schools open in Sydney? Are they due back at school? Oh, look,
they have to let them on a halftime break to come and play for the Waratahs. it's tough, but they've got a couple of good players. I like Dempsey. I like Jack Maddox is one of my favorite guys. The cocaine fiend at 12. He's always good for a line. So Carmichael Hunt and look Lalakafoketi at centre combinations. Just, you know, the only thing is, I hear what you're saying, Brent, and they're incredibly poor. I mean, they're basically the Southern Kings on a good day kind of thing. That's in terms of their quality. But they actually just hate the Queens and Reds so much. You can't understand the sort of the rivalry there. So they're up their game. And I think we've seen, if you compare it to EPL, you've seen a lot of very average English teams up their game massively versus their sort of derby rivals. So We must never forget that. I agree with Henrik. They don't look too put together at the moment. I'm just weary after that Brumbies game where they went 25 up. I'm weary to try and load that -1.5 outright from the beginning.
Right. Let's move on to the next game then. And just to make a mention, Couch Critic, of course, unfortunately not with us here. You'd certainly have some try scorer selections with us, but he has posted them on the Good for the Game site. You can go and read his previews there. He writes for Bet Olymp. And I also saw the likes of Thoughts on Sports and Son of a Punt posting me on the Good for the Game forum. And there is a link down below in the description box. You can go and look at our rugby thread there on the Good for the Game forum. But let me stay with the conductor here. We've got a big handicap. Crusaders -16.5 against the Highlanders. Have a quick squiz around elsewhere. We've got 16.5 there at Sunbet as well, so it looks fairly consistent. I think the Crusaders won by 20 points in Dunedin, Brendan, but they did come and score two late tries to really skew that handicap quite a lot.
Like that,
most of the sentiment has been Highlanders plus, but everyone's been a bit wary because this Crusader side can cut loose at any time. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, Brent, so it's a tough one. Like you say, I think they were leading by 6, was it, against the Highlanders in Dunedin? 6 or 7. It was literally about, I think it was 6 or 7 minutes ago. It was or 10 minutes ago. And I think all the plus
probably 6 was when they scored 2 converted tries. Yeah.
And that basically Will Jordan scored in injury time there. So and I think the plus punters were counting the money there, and the unders punters were also counting the money you're taking in play there. But and then basically they did the same last week where the Chiefs were hanging on with that 1 point difference. Severi scored a very fortunate try, which was probably not a try. Then they scored that additional 7-pointer to make the score a little bit higher than it should have been. I've looked at the record of Crusaders versus Highlanders in Christchurch, and history will tell you probably need about 18 or 19 points for the Highlanders. Yeah. So once again, my play would probably be the Crusaders always start like a house on fire, or generally start like a house on fire. My play would probably be wait for the Crusaders to maybe get some, maybe one more try. Maybe look at a 22-23 here to the Highlanders. And that percentage-wise will give you a far higher percentage ability to win this bet. Possibility to win the bets. If you look at the Highlanders versus the Chiefs, they went 24-0 down and they came back and won the game 26-24 or something like that. So the Highlanders do tend to come back. They're nuggety side, they hang in there. I just, 17 by itself, like you can get plus 17.5. 17.5 by itself is a lot in a New Zealand derby, let's say that. And our Crusaders are missing a couple of very, very key players, missing David Avili, Callum Grace, Ethan Blackadder. They're playing that 13. It's not great. So, but I just want that a little bit more comfort. I wouldn't mind that early Crusaders tries. They tend to do that. They tend to go that 17 up. I wouldn't mind that additional plus on the handicap.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, if anything, I would be leaning towards the Highlanders. It is a big cap. But I see Oracle smiling like he might have a bet for us in this one. Are you going to tell us his handicap's far too high, Gav?
No, I'm going to tell you.
They got the wrong favorite. They got the wrong favorite.
No, they don't. I liken this game to a comparison of the lazy river ride at Ushaka and that loop at Goldie City where the roller coaster goes up and spins around and comes back up again, then goes backwards and goes over the loop backwards. If you're on the minus, you're on the lazy river ride. It'll take a long time, but you'll get there in the end. If you're on the plus, you're going on that loop. And that ride will cost you as much as you're prepared to put down on this plus because you will go on an absolute roller coaster the entire game. My suggestion is if you're on the plus here, you have a small little bet and do not watch the game because your heart won't take it. If you're a minus punter, go and sit on the couch and watch. It'll slowly, what do they say? Slowly comes the snail or what a turtle, or I can't even remember the saying. Anyway, eventually the tortoise will win. And the Crusaders will start off quite fast. There'll be a couple of some points for the Highlanders. I don't think they'll get too many. But the Crusaders minus will arrive at the end, as it always does. 1 point, as Henrik pointed out in the comment. They only have to win the game, but I don't think that's even an issue here because the Highlanders are just not good enough. Crusaders will win this game. If you're on the plus, seriously, you're in for a very, very horrible ride.
Well, there's thoughts on sports. Neil coming in there. He is on the plus, and I know he's been on the plus quite early in the week. I think, if I remember correctly, he got 17.5 or even perhaps 8 to 10 at 18.5. He can perhaps just
share that with us. In the previous fixture that Brendan was talking about, and with 10 or 12 minutes to go, we thought we were in the money. My gosh, no. I'm on the Crusaders here. There's only one. Right. There's only one team in this game.
Well, anything else to add, gentlemen, before we get into the best bets? Anything on this game? This is where we need Couch Critic to come in with his try scorer plays. But anyway, before we go into our best bets, there's Henrik going Brumbies halftime, full time at even money. That was pointed out by Couch Critic earlier today. That's his best bet of the weekend. And just a reminder that The Good for the Game newsletter goes out on Friday morning. If you haven't subscribed yet, there is a link in the description box below. It's a mail. It is free, and there's good reason why it's free, because I'm on a shocking run of tipping at the moment. I feel really guilty if I was charging you to read that, I could tell you. But I do like to try and get the best bet from the show and put it on. Last week, I think it was the was it the Blues that let me down? It was actually the Brumbies that let me down last week. We had them on the minus against the Reds. I think I won't say everyone was confident on that, but there were a couple of us who were. So anyway, if you haven't subscribed yet, you can whack that. And let's get into our best bets now. And I'll start with you, Oracle.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely the Waratahs. Waratahs to win the game on the board. I do like the Chiefs plus. And I like that, Crusaders minus. The Rebels game, not my best bet of the weekend. Probably the fourth one out of all of them.
Right. Brendan?
Reds, I have no idea.
you know what? Have another sip of Belgian beer.
You know what? I had this bloody Brumbies bet lineup for 4 days, 5 days. Even on Sunday afternoon, I was bloody checking the weather reports, and I've had this bloody Brumbies bet lined up. And now that it's gone to 40.5 or 39 points, it's just so marginal. But I'll still go. That is my best bet. Points under there. I can't. Oof, that Rebel side to me, Frank Lamani. Oh my goodness gracious, he's great. He's great for the Fijians because he does well in this sort of chaotic environment of just swinging the ball around until you find space. But in an extra 15 man's game, I can't back him. He's just crap. He can't box kick, and that's what you're going to need tomorrow when it's going to be raining and pouring. So my best bet. No, I should do. I'm actually joking. I have a best bet. My best bet's -2.5 Brumbies first half. That the B-52s going to come in tomorrow. You're not going to be able to stop the Rolling Thunder tomorrow. I agree with the Son of the Punt boys. Like I said, I've taken -4.5 in the Brumbies. I like that the Brumbies side. I don't like that Rebel side at all. And frankly, Marnie's going to struggle to get the guys out of their own half.
Yeah, I'll share my best bet. And then there's a... I want to bring up a post of Neil's here quickly, but I like -49.5 in the Canes v Chiefs game. I do think of the wind blowing there. We're going to get certainly a few patches where the teams cancel each other out and we don't get a lot of points. I'll be going unders. It does not mean it's the newsletter bet because the way I've been going the last few weeks, I'm not too confident in my own selections and I'll probably pick someone else's. But Neil's just going, his best bet of the weekend, over 1.5 headache pills for the conductor tomorrow morning. Conductor, what do you think of that one?
Probably 4+.
Call the doctor.
Anyways, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure as usual talking to you guys about rugby betting. Gavin Cohen, thanks. You're going to be following the golf because last night you and I did a golf trivia show, and I misunderstood you in all fairness.
I'm following it currently. It's on the TV.
Yeah, 100. And you, I put that 100 for you on John de Chauffelet, and he was going pretty well last I looked. How's he doing?
I actually don't know, Brent. I just put it on literally before I sat down here. I'm going to be watching for the rest of the night. Still early, eh? This goes till like, I think, 2 or 3 in the morning, I think. It's quite late, okay. It goes.
Excellent. Well, and then, Brendan, just from your side, anything else you're betting on this weekend besides the rugger?
Brent, I might have one or two strikes in the crickets. I should have got involved in Pakistan. Man alive, they smoking.
No. They just match fix. That's all they do.
Those days are over, Gav. They're clean side now. But I'll be honest, Brent, no, nothing else involved with me at the moment. I don't know if doesn't the PSL, EPSA PSL start this weekend?
No, it's the Nedbank Cup this weekend. So we got the Nedbank Cup semi-final, and then Tuesday. The PSL starts on Tuesday. So yeah, there's going to be plenty
Tuesday
of.
Tuesday or Wednesday? I think it's Tuesday.
This is the first round of games, though, isn't it? Basically, locally.
Yes.
But they're finishing the season, am I right? They're finishing last season.
Yes, they are, and they're finishing them in a couple of stadiums, as far as I know. It's a small. They're not playing all around the country. I think they're playing in Joburg. Probably 3 or 4 stadiums they're using.
Excellent. And just to thank all the guys who contributed in the live chat and who watched us live, and if you're catching the replay as well and you haven't subscribed yet, do go down and hit the subscribe button. From our side, of course, cycling is back. We're building to the Tour de France on the 29th of August. Last week, I was so confident in the Strada Bianchi, and I told everyone, take the 4-1 on the favorite. And as we went over for the commentary, he saw the favorite dropping out of the peloton, and that was the last we saw of him for another 60 kilometers. But he did have a punch in his defense. But this race this weekend, Milan San Remo, it's one of the big monuments. It's very much a sprinter's race, but it's also the type of race where someone could put a spanner in the works. It's going to be very exciting. It's televised on Saturday, I think. So look out on the Good for the Game forum for the bets, and look out for some of the other punters because they've been in cracking form. We had a good couple of double-priced winners this weekend. Guys, thanks very much. It's been great chatting to you. Thanks for everyone who contributed. Henrik, look forward to having you on the show again soon. Thanks, Gav. Thanks, Brennan.
Thanks, boys.
Cheers.